News from Oroville, 19th May 2008, on microphone Marlenka, in studio Danielle and Chloe. The weather in Oroville today continues hot and humid, temperature hovering around 36 degrees under a sky filled with scattered clouds. Here's an excerpt from Renu talking about OrovilleArts.com, the website for art and artists of Oroville.
Recently, we built a website called OrovilleArts.com with the intention of being able to help artists gain livelihood from what they were doing. So it had a commercial aspect as well as a social aspect to it. The commercial aspect is that people would be able to view work online and purchase it online through PayPal or checks or Visa, MasterCard all over the world. And the social aspect of it, which hasn't quite developed yet, I really need a web, would be like a resource center and blogs. And so artists could put in their material locations and, you know, it would be organized in such a way that it would be easy to find sources for materials and possible sharing of information and venues, etc., etc. I think in Kalakendra, since that exhibition hall has been opened up, and definitely in Pitanga, and so there's definitely much more emphasis, also the music, and, you know, I mean, definitely in the last years, I think there's been improvements. But artists in general tend to be very solitary types. And so if you're talking about painters and the like, they just tend either to be very commercially involved or not at all. So the people who are not at all would then maybe be able to benefit from a site like that.
But there is a group of abstract artists and there are individuals.
Right. We made the distinction not to try and cultivate, as it were, art that I thought was good. Rather, we decided to have it open and consider anything that was one-of-a-kind art. So it could be furniture, it could be jewelry, it could be painting, it could be anything, really, if it's one-of-a-kind and not produced.
Here are a few Ayurvedic tips for managing the heat. Reduce eating heating foods such as garlic, onion, chili, ginger in excess, fermented foods such as aged cheese, yogurt, kombucha, and alcoholic drinks. Fish and eggs are heating foods. Organic cold-pressed oil, or ghee, the queen of all oils in Ayurveda, is renowned for its cooling and nourishing effects. And fresh paneer is cooling. Ripe summer fruits are cooling for the entire system. One example is bel, the wood apple fruit, renowned in Ayurveda for its beneficial effect on the stomach, best taken as a juice made from the fresh fruit pulp. Mangoes, when ripe and sweet, are cooling to the system, but when sour and green, they're highly aggravating. Fresh sugarcane juice and green coconut juice are two more elixirs for the summer, cooling and nourishing. All grains and pulses are fine. Use less hot spice. Try cooling spices such as fennel or coriander. A good summer tea mix, combine fennel seeds, licorice root, nanari, coriander, and rose petals. Kus, known as vetiver, excels as an essential oil. Applied to the temples, palms, and soles of the feet in the morning, produces a considerable cooling effect. Also, pure sandalwood oil applied to the center of the feet, palms, and the third eye, first thing after the morning bath. A swim in the sea, early morning or late afternoon, spending at least 10 to 15 minutes in the water, just floating or doing gentle strokes. If unable to swim in the sea, it's unadvisable to swim in chlorinated water. Chlorine is a systemic toxin absorbed via the skin. The toxic harmful effects outweigh any benefits of being in water. And of course, take cool bucket showers throughout the day. Following these principles balances the internal fires within the body. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Thank you for listening.